Hallelujah, peace and complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 让大家平安。
First, I'd like to praise and thank God I can be here to worship the true living God with all of you.
首先我要感谢神可以在这里跟大家一起来分享神。
We know today is the day of Sabbath.
我们知道今天是安息日。
This is the day that God sanctified and make it holy.
那是神分别为圣的日子。
So when we come here to worship God, it's a guarantee that we can have rest in our souls.
那我们今天破开一切来到这边，是保证我们可以心灵上得到安息的。
But today is also a day for us as an open house.
那今天也是我们的开放日。
An open house is for us to go out there and preach the gospel and bring friends and truth seeker come to join with us.
开放日的意思就是我们要打开门，要欢迎我们的朋友，在世上的亲戚朋友们来到我们教会。
So that's why this morning I'd like to share with you, blessed are those who do the will of God.
所以今天早上我要分享的题目是遵守神旨意而行的人是有福的。
Because in our journey to heavenly kingdom, this is the most important part in our life.
因为这是奔跑天国路上最重要的一部分。
In life, there's many decisions we must do.
在生活上我们要做出很多的决定。
But many decisions that we do is nothing have to do with God.
那很多决定都好像与神无关。
If this is the case, and then on the end, all the decisions we have made, it become in vain.
那这样子的话，一切我们所做的决定，到最后都会成为虚空。
That's why we need to understand God's will.
因此我们要了解神的旨意。
If we understand God's will, then we will do His will.
了解了才可以执行。
And when we do His will, then it's a guarantee on the end days.We will resurrect it and go with our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这样子在末日我们才保证可以复活与神同在。
Of course, it's over 1 billion people in the world are Christian.
那在世上有差不多十亿的人是基督徒。
But it doesn't mean that every Christian will enter the kingdom of heaven.
但这并不代表着每一个基督徒都可以进入天国。
We know we call ourselves Christian, but we do many things that's contrary to the Bible.
虽然我们自称为基督徒，但是很多时候我们做的事情却与圣经相反的。
That's why those of us who truly want to worship God,
那些真正敬拜神的人，
we must come back to the Bible.
我们一定要回归圣经。
Because the Bible is the word of God.
因为圣经就是神的话。
And the Bible is the way for us to reach the heavenly kingdom.
圣经就是我们可以达到天国的方式。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
请翻到启示录。
A book of Revelation.
请翻到启示录。
Chapter 22.
二十二章。
Chapter 22, verse 18 and verse 19.
二十二章的十八节、十九节。
Revelation chapter 22, verse 18.
二十二章十八节。
For I testify to everyone who hears the words of this prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plague that are written in this book, verse 19.
十九节。
And if anyone takes away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. So we can see almost to the conclusion of the book of Revelation.
那在启示录快结束的地方。
Revelation is the last book in the Bible.
那我们知道启示录是圣经最后一本书。
And at the time John was inspired by God.
那时候约翰就受神的感动。
He wanted to warn people, say, those everyone who hear the word of this prophecy of this book, if anyone adds this thing, God will add him the plague that I've written in this book.
他受神的感动，就向世人发警告说，我向一切听见这书上预言的做。见证又有人在这预言上加添什么神必将写在这书上的灾祸加在他身上
and then verse 19 says if anyone take away anything that this book and then God will take away their name from the book of life from the city and from the things which are written in this book
那十九节说这书上的预言又有人删去什么神必从这书上所写的生命树和圣城删去他的份
so in other words God is very serious about his word
Now, 这就代表着神对于他所说的话是非常的严肃认真的。
And whatever he has spoken will come into pass.
那他所做的什么，他都严格的去执行。
Just like in the beginning when God gave a commandment to Adam and Eve.
就好像他一开始给亚当夏娃的命令。
Because at the time God created him his own image and his own likeness.
那他创造了亚当按照他自己的形象
and he told him only one thing do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil
他就说只有一件事就是你们不可吃善恶树上的果子
only one thing
就只有这一件事了
and then at the time because they're not willing to obey the word of God and then they went ahead and partake of this fruit
但是因为他们不愿意遵守神的旨意他们就犯了罪
then at the time the sin has come into the whole whole world.
那罪就来到了世界。
And all men who born of a woman born in sin.
那凡从母胎所生的都有罪。
So that's why when we read the Bible, we must carefully listen and try to understand the will of God.
因此我们都一定要去认真读圣经，了解神的旨意是如何。
We can make many things, you know, we can imagine many things.
我们可以想象很多。
We can do many things to ourselves that we try to be safe.
那我们可以按照自己的想法做很多事情，让自己可以得救。
For example, if you want to come to San Francisco,
就好像要是你要去三藩市的话。
Many people say yes, we can come to San Francisco many ways.
那我们会说哦，去三藩市有很多种走法。
If you live in Hawaii, you come to San Francisco one way.
那这你要是住在夏威夷的话，就只有一种方法。
If you live in Boston, you come to San Francisco one way.
那要是你是住在波士顿的话，也是来这边也是一种一条路。
And so many people put this concept into the way to the heavenly kingdom.
那很多人在传示天国路上也是用这样的方法去解释。
People all say that there's many ways to reach the heavenly kingdom.
别人会大家很多人会觉得有很多种方法可以达到天国。
It doesn't matter what kind of God we worship.
我们是敬拜什么神并不重要。
It doesn't matter what religion we have.
那也我们是什么样的信仰背景也不重要。
As long as we worship God, every one of us will reach the heavenly kingdom.
只要我们每一个人都信神，我们最后就会都达到天国。
Of course, this sounds very wonderful.
这听上去是如何的美好。
But it's not according to the Bible.
但这并不。是圣经的意思。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ, He said, I am the only way, the life, and the truth.
因为耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
And no one can go to the Father except through our Lord Jesus Christ.
人若不通过我，就不可以达到我父那边去。
So this means our Lord Jesus Christ has spoken that He is the only way.
那就是说，耶稣基督就说，我才是真正只有我这条路。
So this means anyone want to go to heavenly kingdom, they must believe in our Lord Jesus.
凡是要向进入天国的人，都是要通过基督耶稣。
And believing is not enough.
只是单单相信还不完全。
Because believing is only part of our faith.
只单单相信只是我们信仰的一部分。
We must do the will of God as written in the Bible.
我们同时也要遵循神的旨意而行。
Let's turn the book of Matthew chapter 7.
请翻到马太福音的第七章。
The book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to verse 23.
马太福音的第七章二十一节到二十三节。
The book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21.
马太福音七章的二十一节。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven, verse 22.
二十二节。
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name, verse 23.
二十三节。
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.So we can see in these three verses, our Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples.
从这三节，我们看到耶稣告诉他的门徒们。
Not everyone that says to him, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
不是凡是称主啊主啊的人都可以进入天国。
But he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
唯独遵循我天父旨意的人才能进去。
But during that day, the day of judgment.
在审判的日子。
Many people come to our Lord Jesus Christ and complain against him.
那很多人都会来到。耶稣面前来抱怨。
Because on that day they will say, "Have we not prophesied in your name?"
那他们会说，我们难道不是奉你的名传道吗
？Have we not cast out demons in your name?
我们不是奉着你的名赶鬼吗
？Have we not performed miracles and signs in your name?
我们不是奉着你的名行许多的异能吗
？But what did our Lord Jesus Christ say to them?
但是耶稣讲什么呢
？What he said to them is, "Say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness."
他说我从来不认识你们这些作恶的人。
Just think about this group of people.
就想想这一群的人。
Do they believe in Jesus Christ?
他们相信耶稣基督吗
？Of course they believe in Jesus Christ.
当然他们相信。
If they do not believe him, they would not prophesy in his name.
他们不相信又如何会去奉他的名传道呢
？They would not be able to cast out demons in his name.
他又会如何会奉他的名去赶鬼呢
？And they would not be able to perform miracles and signs in his name.
不然他们又会怎么样奉他的名去行许多的异能呢
？Of course they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
当然他们相信基督耶稣。
Not only that, it seems they also love our Lord Jesus Christ.
当然，不仅如此，他们还很爱基督耶稣。
For them to go to speak in the name of Jesus, they must love him. They must know him.
他们可以奉着他的名讲话，就是他们一定很爱他。
But what is this the problem?
但是问题在哪里呢？
The promise they did not do His will.
问题是他们没有遵行他的旨意。
Yes, we can go out and preach the gospel.
我们可以出去传福音。
But we use our own will to do it.
但是要是我们用自己的思想去做的
话。 And maybe we take the words of, from the Bible and speak our own words.
我们用了圣经的话语，但是用着我们自己的思想去讲。
So that's why we must be very careful.
因此我们要一定非常小心。
If every single one of us have the hope to enter the kingdom of heaven,
要是我们要有可以进天国的盼望。
We must know God's will.
我们一定要知道神的旨意。
And this is not only for those who's outside of True Jesus Church.
这不仅是对在真耶稣教会以外的人。
But also those of us who's inside True Jesus Church.
也包括我们在座的人。
We must understand to know His will.
我们一定要理解他的旨意。
Many of us we prophesy in the name of Jesus.
我们奉着神的名传道。
Just like for me right now.
就像我现在一样。
And we can cast out demons in the name of Jesus.
我们奉着他的名赶鬼。
And we can perform miracles and signs in the name of Jesus.
我们奉着他的名行许多的异能。
But it doesn't mean we're guaranteed to enter the kingdom of heaven.
但这并不代表在我们就保证可以进入天国。
We must seek His will in His way.
我们一定要寻求他的旨意。
Why the road to the heavenly kingdom is so difficult?
为什么天国的道路如此困难呢？
If you read chapter 7, Matthew chapter 7 verse 13 and 14.
请读马太福音七章的十三十四节。
And our Lord Jesus Christ said, "He entered by the narrow gate."
耶稣说，你们要进窄门。
For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it.
因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
And then verse 14 said, "Because narrow is the gate."And difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
十四节，引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Now, the day that we are baptized,
我们洗礼的那一天
，the day that we receive the Holy Spirit,
我们得到圣灵的那一天
，we only have the right to run the race to the heavenly kingdom.
我们那时候就得到了这个权柄可以奔跑天国的道路。
For example, those who run the marathons.
就好像跑马拉松的人。
And those who really competed must qualify for the marathon.
那些人站在起跑线上的人都是已经有一定的技能是可以去参加比赛的人。
Even though thousands of people running the marathon.
有上千成千上万的人去跑马拉松。
But only those who qualify, they can have a number, right? They can wear a number.
但是只有那些有资格的人、有能力的人，他才会会挂着一个牌子，会有一个数字在他前面。
Officially, they have the right to run the race.
那就是说，他们有这个权利来跑这个马拉松。
Those who wear the number be able to finish the race.
但是这并不代表着这些挂着号码牌的人就可以完成这个比赛。
And the journey to heavenly kingdom is no different.
我们奔跑天国路也是一样。
The road is very narrow.
路是窄的。
But this narrow road, many people cannot find it.
这个窄的路很多人找不到。
Because this narrow gate is very, very difficult.
因为这个窄门是非常的困难。
But why is the way?
但是路是大的，有一些路是大的。
Many people would like to go this way.
很多人都愿意挑那一条路。
Because why is the way is very easy?
那因为宽的路是非常容易走的。
Why do we need to come to Saturday to worship God?
为什么我们要挑星期六来到敬拜神呢？
This is the narrow gate.
这就是窄门。
We can worship God any day.
我们可以每一天都敬拜神。
And this is the wide gate.
这就是宽的门。
And why do we have to pray and read the Bible?
为什么我们要祷告读经呢？
This is the narrow gate.
这就是窄门。
We can just come to worship God 1 hour per week and that's enough. This is the wide gate.
那我们也可以每个星期只来一个星期只来一个小时来敬拜神，这就是宽门。
Of course, every single one of us, we would love to enter the wide gate.
那当然，每个人都希望可以进到宽的门。
Because it's much easier.
因为这更容易。
We don't need to do much to enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为这样进天国就来得没那么困难。
Why do we need to pray and read the Bible every day?
为什么我们每天都要读经祷告
？Why do we need to come to Saturday worship God? It's so burdensome.
为什么要那么艰难的星期六来聚会
？That's why Lord Jesus Christ said, "Because the gate is narrow and it's very difficult."
那耶稣说，这个门是窄的，路是小的。
Few will find this narrow gate.
找着的人也少。
But why is gate is very easy?
但是宽的门却是非常容易。
Just like my adopted father.
就好像我的养父。
I share with you, he was a Christian all his life.
我跟大家分享过，他一生都是基督徒。
He was baptized when he was 9 years old.
他九岁就洗礼。
Of course, all his life he thought when he died he would go to heaven.
他一生都想，当他死的时候，他一定会进天国。
Because the way he worshiped God is like many other people, millions of other people also worship God.
因为他敬拜神的方式就像世上很多人一样。
During Easter time, he go to worship God.
他在复活节的时候去。
Christmas time, he go and worship God.
那在圣诞节的时候也去敬拜神。
And maybe once in a while on a Sunday, he goes and worship God.
那偶尔有时候星期天他也会去敬拜神。
And this is enough.
这就足够了。
As long as I love God and believe that I love Him, it's enough.
只要我爱神，我相信我爱他，那就够了。
But I shared with you before He died.
但我跟大家分享过，在他死之前。
And two nights that He was going to die.
在他要过世前的两个晚上之前。
One time was that when He was at home, He was going to die.
有一次他在家他快过世了
and during time he shared that he cannot breathe
他呼吸有困难
and then two people showed up
两个人出现
on the left hand side was Satan
左边是撒旦
and the right hand side was God
右边是神
during time he thought he will go with God
那时候他想他一定会跟神走
but Satan is the one who is taking his soul
但是撒旦才是拿到他灵魂的人
Of course, for him, he cannot believe it.
对于他，他无法接受
Because he always thought he would go to heaven because he believed in Jesus for many years.
对于他，他相信他相信耶稣那么多年，他一定会进天国
That's why during time he said to Jesus, Lord, why do you allow Satan to take my soul?
那时候他对耶稣说，神啊，你为什么允许撒旦来拿走我的灵魂呢
During that time, thank God, God had mercy on him.
那时候感谢神，神对他施怜悯。
God did not allow Satan to take his soul.
神没有允许撒旦拿走他的灵魂。
But even then, he refused to come to do God's will.
但是那时候他还是拒绝遵循神的旨意。
Then when he's in hospital,
在他当他在医院的时候
，the doctor gave him only 2 weeks to live.
那时候医生说他大概只有两个星期。
Then one night he was going to die.
有一个晚上他快过世的时候
，and Satan was the one that took his soul to hell.
那时候撒旦。把他的灵魂带到地狱去。
And he knows to say in hell there's many people there, there are thousands of people in hell.
在地狱有成千上万的人。
And my father feels so much torment.
我父亲感到非常的痛苦。
Then he knows that he must do God's will.
他了解到他一定要遵循神的旨意。
And praise and thank God he came to get baptized according to the Bible.
感谢神，他按照神的旨意跟圣经在我们中受洗。
Human being, we always find to find easy way.To do something.
在世上，我们都希望可以找到更容易的方式去做事情。
But when it comes to reach the heavenly kingdom,
但是谈到天国路的时候
it's not an easy way.
这并不是容易的路。
That's why the young people always mention, "What happened? I don't want to a big mansion in the heavenly kingdom."
那有些年轻人会问说，要是我不需要在天国的大房子。
I just want a little hut on the border, right, at heaven and hell.
或者我只是需要天国里面一小块的地方。
For sure, we have this kind of mentality. We can never reach to the heaven, to the heavens.
诚然，要是我们有这种想法，我们就没有办法达到天国。
Just like anything else.
就像其他的一切。
If you're running a marathon, you must every day run 10-15 miles per day.
要是我们是准备马拉松比赛的时候，我们每天都要跑上个10个或者20以上的mile.
But if every single day we run only 2-3 miles and expecting to run to finish the race running the marathon is impossible.
要是我们每天只是练习2-3英里的话，那是没有办法完成比赛的。
But even run 10-15 miles a day, this doesn't mean you'll be able to finish the 26 miles.
但是你每天都要练习十多个英里以上，也不代表我们一定会完成比赛。
And likewise for us.
我们也是一样。
For sure, it's not an easy way to reach the heavenly kingdom.
要达到天国并不容易。
And then from verse 15 to verse 20 in Matthew chapter 7.
在马太福音第七章的第七节到第十节。
What are some other obstacles that keep us from entering the kingdom of heaven?
我们要达到天国的还有什么阻碍呢？
And not to do his will.
或者不遵循他的旨意是什么呢
？Verse 15 says, "Here beware false prophets."
十五节说，你们要
come to you in sheep clothing.
十五节说，你们要防备假先知。
But inwardly they just like wolves.
他们外面披着羊皮，里面却是残破的羊。
So that's why many Christians cannot do the will of the Father.
很多基督徒他们没有办法遵循神的旨意。
Because there's many prophets will come in sheep clothing.
因为很多的假先知都是披着羊皮。
This means outwardly they seem like they speak in the word of God.
表面上看来他们是讲着神的话。
Outwardly they seem they casting out demons in the name of God.
表面上看上去他们是奉着神的名赶鬼。
Outwardly seem like yes, they perform many miracles and signs in the name of Jesus.
表面上他们也是奉着神的名行了许多的神迹异能。
So this means if we only see.This prophet with a physical eye, then for sure we will be deceived.
我们靠着 但是靠着我们的肉眼的话，我们一定会被蒙骗。
Because inwardly they're just like wolves.
他们里面是残暴的狼。
So that's why Lord Jesus Christ here with us.
耶稣在这边说。
How do we know them?
我们要如何分清呢
？And verse 16 says, "You will know them by their fruits."
十六节说，凭着他们的果子，你就认出他们来。
And he said, "You men gather grapes from thorn bush or figs from thistle."
荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？
And then verse 17.
十七节。
Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit.
这样凡好树就结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。
And verse 18 says, "A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bears good fruit."
十八节，好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。
So what does this mean?
什么意思？
This means if we really have the spiritual eyes to judge the prophet.
要是我们用我们灵性上的眼睛来看这些先知。
Sooner or later, you can see their wickedness inside their heart.
迟早你会看到他们在心里面的那些邪恶的事情。
But many people are deceived in the world.
很多人都被世上的事情蒙骗
，because they do not see that these prophets actually they are just like wolves.
他们没有办法看清这些先知其实只是那一些狼。
How? What is the first sign?
那第一个特征是什么
？If they, you have to judge them by their fruit.
首先你要看着他们的果子。
Then if this person preached the word of God.
要是他们传道。
If they have no love.
但是他们没有爱。
If they have no peace.
没有平安。
If they have no joy,
没有喜乐。
If they are not gentle,
他们并不温柔。
If they are not kind,
他并不良善。
This is the sign of false prophet.
那就是他们是假先知的一个凭证。
Because those of us who truly follow Jesus Christ,
因为真正跟随主耶稣的人
，we must manifest his characteristic.
我们一定要有他的那个性情。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is full of love and compassion.
因为我们的主基督耶稣是充满了爱。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is very kind and very gentle.
他也是很良善温和的。
So this means everyone who speaks the word of God must bear this kind of fruit.
凡是讲着神的话的人，一定要有这样的果子。
So that's why for us we should not be deceived.
因此我们不要被蒙骗。
Because on the end days, many of us will be deceived.
因为在末日的时候，很多人都会被蒙骗。
Because a lot of time we just judge with our physical eyes and not look in the spiritual depth in people's heart.
因为我们只是单凭着我们的肉眼去看一个人，而不会看到他们心里面的已经灵性上的死亡。
So that's why we must be very careful.
我们一定要小心。
Yes, we know we're in the right direction to reach the heavenly kingdom.
我们知道我们是在正确的方向上。
Because many of us are born again of water and spirit.
因为很多人都是从水与圣灵而生的。
So this means we have the right to run this race to the heavenly kingdom.
我们有这个权利来奔跑这个天国的路。
But at the same time, we must be careful to do His will.
但是当我们遵循在按神旨意而行上，一定要非常小心。
When we prophesy in His name, we prophesy according to His will.
我们一定要按着他的名，按着他的旨意来传道。
When we cast out demons in His name, we must do according to His will.
我们一定要按着他的旨意来赶鬼。
When we perform miracles and signs, we must do according to His will.
我们当要行异能的时候，也要按着他的旨意。
Because not doing His will is the same as a person who practices lawlessness.
因为要是不这样子的话，就没有。
If a person does not do his will, it's the same. It's like we committing sin against him.
因为要是我们没有遵行神的旨意的话，就像我们犯了罪。
And look at verse 24 to verse 27.
请看二十四节到二十七节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to verse 27.
请看马太福音七章的二十四节到二十七节。
He said, "Therefore, whoever hears this saying of mine and does them, I will liken to him a wise man who built his house on a rock."
二十四节，所以凡听见我话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
Our Lord Jesus Christ taught us many ways to reach the heavenly kingdom.
耶稣基督教了我们很多种方法可以。
If we only listen and learn, we don't do them, and then it's useless to us.
要是我们光只是听而不去行的话，那也是无用的。
That's why Jesus said, "Therefore, whoever hears this saying of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock."
因此二十四节说，凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
But in verse 26,
二十六节。
But everyone who hears this saying of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand.
二十六节，凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
Just think about these concepts.
想一下这段话的意思。
The first concept that you want to build a house on a rock.
第一个就是把房子盖在磐石上。
Of course, building a house on a rock is not easy.
当然，把房子要盖在一个磐石上并不容易。
A lot of time, people want to build a house on a rock. They might use dynamite, right, to break up those rocks, to blow up those rocks.
当然，要是要把房子盖在磐石上，就要用要用很多的工具把磐石打开。
It's very costly.
要花很多的钱。
And it's very difficult.
也非常的困难。
So, but this is what we need to do: build this house on a rock.
但是，一把房子建在磐石上是什么意思呢？
The same thing when our Lord Jesus Christ tells us come to observe Sabbath.
就好像，神要我们来守安息日。
It's not easy.
也不容易。
But we must do it.
但是我们要做。
When He tells us to love one another as He loves us, it's not easy.
就好像他吩咐我们要爱人如己，
也不容易。But we must do it.
但我们也要行。
And He tells us we must pray without ceasing.
那他也说要不住的祷告。
He's not easy.
也不容易。
But we must do it.
我们也要去。
But if we do everything according to His will, we just like building a house on a rock.
要是我们一切事情都遵他的旨意而行，我们就好像把房子盖在磐石上。
But the other way is very easy to build a house on the sand.
另外一种方式把房子盖在沙土上就非常容易。
Even the kids can build a house on the sand. Why? Because they can just dig the sand, right? It's so fun to do.
就算连小朋友都可以这样做，因为非常容易。
And sand, all you need is a shovel to make a hole.
那唯一你需要的就是只是一个铲吧。
So many of us would like to do it that way.
那很多人都希望这样做。
But what is the conclusion between these two foundations?
但是这两个不同的根基的结果是如何？
Those who do the will of Jesus.
那按着神旨意而行。
And those who do not do His will.
那些没有按着他的旨意而行的。
Verse 25.
请看第二十五节。
And the rain descended, the flood came, and the wind blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall.For it was found on the rock.
二十五节，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
And verse 25, there's three different kind of disaster that come upon this house.
二十五节谈到了三种不同的自然灾祸。
I mean, rains come from the top.
雨是从上面而来的。
And the wind come in every which way.
那风是在到处乱吹。
And the flood, right, come from the bottom.
那水是从下面而来的。
So we build a house on a rock.
当我们把房子建在磐石上
If we do everything according to God's will,
我们遵行神的旨意而行
Even though many trials and tribulations come in every different ways, but we will stand firm.
当灾难从各个方向来的时候，我们都会可以站立的稳
Because Satan sometimes gives us trial from many different aspects. He will test us from different aspects of life.
因为撒旦会用各种不同的方式
Just like the rain descended from a top.
就好像雨从上面来
Just like the flood come from the bottom.
就好像洪水从下面而来
Just like the wind comes in every which way.
就像风从各个方向而来
But if we build a house on this rock,
但是房子要是建在磐石上的话
It will be very strong.
我们就是可以建
But what happened if we build a house on the sand?
但是要是房子在沙土上呢
In verse 27 it says, And the rain descended, the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat on the house, and it fell, and it fell, and great was the fall.
二十七节，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
That's why on the end days, very few of us will enter the kingdom of heaven.
因此，到末日的时候，只有一小撮的人可以进入天国。
We must continually to do the will of God.
我们要继续遵行神的旨意。
If we don't do His will, we've built a house not on a rock but on the sand.
要是我们不遵行他的旨意的话，房子就是建在沙土上，而不是磐石上。
But we must try our best.
我们一定要尽力而为。
That's why we have to get rid of our human concept.
我们要把我们心里一些人的思想除去。
In a sense, if we believe in Jesus, we'll be all set.
就好像，譬如说，我们只要相信神就好了。
If I come to serve God once in a while, I'll be all set.
只要我偶尔来侍奉神就好了。
But you know, this we are not all set.
但是我们知道这并不好。
Because God's way is very different from our ways.
因为神的道路跟人的道路不一样。
If we do our ways, this means on the end, we will not reach the heavenly kingdom.
我们要是按照人的道路的话，就不能达到神的国。
We must believe in Him.
我们一定要相信他。
And believing come with doing. This means we must do His will.
相信也代表着你要去做。
And let's turn to the book of Romans.
请翻到罗马书。
The book of Romans chapter 10.
罗马书的第十章。
We know that many different denominations always quoted these two verses.
我们知道很多基督基别的派别也会套用这两句话。
But the sad thing is that even some of us in the true church of God, we also believe it.
但很难过的是，就算我们自己教会的信徒也会就单单的相信了。
If this is the case, we are being deceived.
要是这样子的话，我们就被蒙骗了。
Romans chapter 10 verse 9.
请看罗马书十章第九节。
9 and 10.
第九、第十节。
That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God was raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10.
第十节。
For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.So many Christian denominations use these two verses that that's all we need to do to be saved.
很多基督的教派都用这两节的 做结论说只要我们相信就可以得救。
If a person confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in him in our heart, we'll be saved.
一个人要是心里相信口里承认就可以得救。
And the word here says you will be saved, right?
那边是说你就得救。
This means seem like you need to do something else.
就好像看上去的好像你不需要做什么。
That's why in verse 10 says, For with the heart one believes unto righteousness.
第十节说，因为人心里相信就可以称义。
And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
口里承认就可以得救。
First in the book of Romans chapter 10, Paul talking to the Jews.
首先在罗马书第十章，保罗是对犹太人讲的。
And we know the Jewish people did not believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
我们知道，犹太人并不相信耶稣就是神的儿子。
So the first step for them to reach salvation, they must confess that Jesus is the Son of God.
对于他们来说，他们要得救的话，首先他们就是要相信耶稣是神。
And believe in their heart that He is the one that can save them.
他们要从心里面相信他们可耶稣可以救他们。
Not that verse chapter 10 verse 9 10 is wrong.
第九，在第十章第九第十节并没有错。
This is right.
这是对的。
But it's only half right.
但只是一半对。
Because if we truly want to be baptized, you want to receive the Holy Spirit, we must believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
因为我们要是相信我们要相信的话，我们心里首先就是要去相信神可以救。
This is not enough.
但是这并不足够。
If we truly believe in Jesus, we also will listen to His will.
当我们真的相信耶稣的话，我们就会按照他的旨意而行。
And then we also must do His will.
我们就会按照他的旨意而行。
So that's why many Christians, the church is very, very large.
很多外面的基督教派，他们的教堂都非常的大。
Some church doing a worship have 10,000-20,000 people.
很多教会有时候聚会的人数会上万。
We know this is the wide road.
我们知道这是宽的路。
Because many people come to church, all they need to do is that yes, confess and believe in your heart, you will be saved.
因为当你来聚会的时候，只要你承认、你相信，就可以得救了。
It's very easy.
那很简单。
And when you come to worship God, you only one come 1 hour per week.
那一个星期只要来一次就够了。
And that's enough, right, to be able to go to heaven.
那这就足够可以达到天国。
But we should not be deceived.
但是我们不能被蒙骗。
Because this is not so.
因为这并不是如此。
If this is so, our Lord Jesus Christ never tells us to pray without ceasing.
因为要是这样的话，耶稣就不会告诉我们说要不住的祷告。
And you meditate on His word day and night.
因为我们要日日夜夜的去思想神的话。
Why? Because this world is very difficult for us.
因为这个世上对于我们来说是非常的困难。
And those of us who truly believe in Him must build a foundation on a rock.
我们那些真正相信他的人，一定要把房子建在磐石上。
So to believe and confess only beginning of our faith.
因此，口里承认，心里相信，只是开始而已。
Let's go to Acts chapter 16.
请翻到使徒行
Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传的十六章。
Chapter 16, verse 30 and 31.
十六章的三十、三十一节。
16 verse 30 and 31.
十六章三十、三十一节。
And he brought them out and said, Sir, what must I do to be saved? Verse 31.
三十一节。
So they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, and you and your household. We can see in these two verses, this is a time that Paul talked to the jailers.
我们看到这边是保罗对那个禁狱讲的话。
So they ask him, What must we do to be saved?
他问说我要怎么做才可以得救呢
How did they respond?
他们怎么回答呢
They respond exactly the same way that we have read in the book of Romans.
他们回答的答案跟在罗马书刚才看到的是一模一样
They said believe on the Lord Jesus.
他们说当信主耶稣
Because we must believe in Jesus, this is very important.
我们一定要相信主耶稣这非常重要
And you will be safe.
你们就会得救。
Not only you and your household.
不仅你跟还有你的家人。
But during the time that the disciples stopped right there.
但是那使徒是不是就只是停在这边了呢
No, when they believe in their heart.
不然他们还要
when they confess that Jesus is the Savior.
他们一定要承认主耶稣就是救主。
Then they are ready to go to the next step.
那这样子他们才可以到下一步。
And the next step is in verse 32 and 33.
下一步就是在32节跟33节的地方。
Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house, verse 33.
33节。
And it took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized. And these two verses tell us really clearly the step we must take to be saved.
这两节告诉我们说，还有一些步骤一定要做才可以得救。
So after they believe and confess that Jesus is Savior,
当他们相信了主耶稣之后，
they must continue to learn the word of God.
他们一定要继续听神的话。
That's why in verse 32, they spoke the word of the Lord to them.
因此在32节说，他们就把主的道讲给他们听。
So the same thing nowadays.
就像现在。
The reason you are here because you believe in Jesus Christ.
我们在这边是因为我们相信主耶稣。
And the reason you're not baptized yet because you want to continue to learn His word.
那还没有受洗，就是因为我们要继续听道。
Yes, you believe in Him.
当然，我们相信。
You know that He's the Savior.
我们知道他是主耶稣。
So because of this, you have the faith to continue to study His word.
因为这样子可以继续有信心来听道。
And then when God moves your heart.
当神感动你们的心,
when you come to understand the true understanding,
当你完全了解到神的道,
and then in verse 33,
就到了第33节,
and it took them the same hour of that night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized.
他们把他们带出去洗他们的伤, 然后他们全家都受了洗。
This is the will of God.
这就是神的旨意。
You must be able to learn his word.
我们要学习他的道。
When we come to understand who he really is, then we will be baptized.
当我们学习到他是谁之后, 我们就可以洗礼。
So that's why believing is never enough.
因此单单相信是不足够的。
Is enough, not enough for us to be saved.
对于得救来说, 那是不足够的。
Sometimes we think all these things seem very legalistic.
但是很多人觉得这些好像都是形式而已。
Why do a person need to be baptized?
为什么一个人要受洗?
Why do we need to come to Sabbath? It seems so, you know, so much rule and regulation.
为什么要来守安息日呢? 好像太多的规章制度。
But if we believe in a person,
但是当我们相信一个人的时候,
we must do their will.
我们一定要按照那个人的旨意而行。
It is only their will that can bring us to the heavenly kingdom.
因为只有这样才可以让我们去到天国。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
就像主耶稣。
We confess that He is a Savior.
我们相信他是救主。
We believe in our hearts that He is a Savior.
我们在心里面相信他是救主。
If we truly believe in Him, then we have no problem to follow what He tells us to do.
当我们真正相信, 我们就可以遵着他的旨意而行。
Let's go to another example.
请看另外一个例子,
telling us that believing is not enough for us to be saved.
让我们知道单单相信是不足够的。
Let's go to Mark chapter 5.
请看马可福音第5章。
The book of Mark chapter 5.
马可福音第5章。
The book of Mark chapter 5.
马可福音第5章。
Verse 6 and verse 7.
6节到7节,
verse 6 and verse 7.
第6第7节,
when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him, verse 7.
第7节,
and he cried out with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me. So we know this is a story about a man who was possessed by many demons.
这边是讲到了一个人他被鬼附身。
And then a time, when he saw our Lord Jesus Christ,
当他看到耶稣的时候,
and usually many people are afraid of this person,
很多人都很害怕这个人,
but when Jesus Christ was there,
当耶稣看在那边的时候,
and look at verse 6,
请看第6节,
when he saw Jesus afar, from afar,
他远远地看见耶稣,
he ran and worshipped him.
就跑过去拜他。
Do this demon believe in Jesus?
撒旦相信耶稣吗?
Yeah, I think so.
我相信的。
Why? Because look at the continue on, right? In verse 7.
因为请继续看第7节。
He cried out with a loud voice and said, What have to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?
因为那边说至高神的儿子耶稣啊, 我与你有什么相干?
So you can see, Satan is very clear that Jesus is the Son of God.
撒旦非常清楚, 耶稣就是神的儿子。
And for sure, his faith, right? He believed that Jesus, Son of God, is much greater than what we believe.
我相信他相信耶稣 是神的儿子，这个信心比我们还大得多。
Because Satan lives in the spiritual realm.
因为撒旦是属灵的。
And he knows very clearly that Jesus is the Son of God.
他很清楚耶稣就是神的儿子。
Not only that, he said, I implore you by God that you do not torment me.
我指着神恳求你不要叫我受苦。
See, this means he understands that on the end days, God will judge the whole world and God also will judge him.
因为他们很清楚在末日的时候神、审判世人也会审判他们。
And he also be tormented day and night for eternity.
他们是日日夜夜的在受苦。
Okay, just think about this.
就请想一下。
We can say we all of us believe in Jesus.
我们都可以说我们相信主耶稣。
But when someday we feel that we're so far from Jesus.
有一天当我们相觉得我们离神很远的时候。
Do we try our best? Do we run and worship him?
我们会很积极跑过去去拜他吗？
Just think about this.
就想想看。
Even Satan, he ran and worshipped Jesus.
即使是、撒旦也会跑过去去拜他。
But many of us, when we come to worship God,
很多人当我们来敬拜神的时候
we take it very lightly.
我们都很觉得就没有很重视。
If we have something else bad to do, we do that instead of come to worship God.
当我们觉得有更重要的事情要做的时候，我们就不会来敬拜神。很多基督徒也是如此。
If that's the case, do they have any hope to be saved? It's impossible.
要是这样子的话，他们会有得救的盼望吗？不可能的。
Because even Satan knows how to run and come to worship Jesus.
因为即使是撒旦也知道要跑过去拜神。
And not only that.
不仅如此。
We already said he knows, he understands very clearly, much more than we do, that Jesus is Son of God.
他也非常清楚，耶稣就是神的儿子。
Look at nowadays.
就看今天。
People do not know who Jesus really is.
很多人不知道耶稣是谁。
Yes, they worship him.
他们敬拜他。
They worship Jesus.
他们拜耶稣。
But sometimes they don't even know that he's the Son of God.
但是有时候他们甚至不知道他是神的儿子。
And they don't know that Jesus God himself.
他们甚至不知道他就是神本身。
But they think when they go to heaven,
他们觉得当他们去到
they will see three persons.
他们去到天国会见到三个人。
The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
那就是父子圣灵。
And for sure, this is not biblical.
但是我们知道这并不是根据圣经而来的。
God himself.
因为耶稣就是神本身。
So when we go to heaven, we only see Jesus.
我们就要、天国的时候，我们只会看到耶稣。
Because Jesus is God.
因为耶稣就是神。
And it's very simple.
这是非常简单的道理。
But look at Satan, how he understands Jesus very clearly.
我们看到撒旦都非常清楚这一点。
And then another thing that he understands that God will torment him.
那他也了解到神会让他受苦。
How many of us truly believe in heaven and hell?
有多少人是真正相信天国地狱的？
How many Christians out there think if they don't do God's will, they would go to hell?
有多少在外的基督徒会相信，要是我们不按照神的旨意，就会去下地狱呢？
Very few people.
实际上是非常少的人。
Because people do not know our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他们不懂耶稣。
Yes, the first time he came to earth, he bring grace and truth.
当我来到世上的时候，他带着恩典来。
But the second time he comes.
当他第二次来的时候
He will bring judgment to the whole world.
他会带着审判而来
And Satan knows this very clearly.
撒旦非常清楚这一点
But some of us we don't even know it.
但是 有我们一些人
We think God is love when he comes back, everybody will be saved.
我们相信说神是很有爱心的，他当他再来的时候，每个人都会得救。
So compare our faith to the faith of Satan.
我们来比较一下我们的信心与撒旦的信心。
Actually, many of us do not have the faith like the faith of Satan.
我们很多人甚至没有撒旦的信心。
He ran and worshipped God.
他跑过去去拜他。
Not only that, he knew that Jesus, Son of God.
他还知道神，就耶稣就是神。
He will come to judge the whole world.
他知道末日的时候，他会来到神会来到世上审判人。
But many of us will live in this life.
很多人活在这个世上。
We believe in Jesus Christ.
我们相信主耶稣。
We have no idea what His will is.
但是我们不晓得他的旨意是什么。
When we come to worship him, we just feel like, oh, it's another day. It's very burdensome.
我们觉得来敬拜他就好像又是一个很劳碌的一天。
And we don't know that on the end days, God will come to judge the whole world.
我们不知道在末日的时候，他会来到世上审判世人。
Let's read the book of Revelation.
请看创世纪，请看启示录。
Revelation chapter 20.
启示录的20章。
Revelation chapter 20, verse starting from verse 11.
启示录的20章11节。
Verse 11.
11节。
Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Verse 12.
12节.
And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to the works, by the things which were written in the books. Verse 13.
13节.
The sea gave up their dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up their dead who were in them, and they were judged each one according to his work. So we can see in these three verses, it's very clear that on the end days, that every single one of us must be judged.
这里很清楚，这三节告诉我们， 在末日的时候, 每个人都会被审判。
And then we continue to read verse 14.
请看第14节。
Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, verse 15.
15节。
And anyone who not found written in this book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So the judgment will come upon every single one of us on the end days.
末日的时候每个人都会受审判。
Because on the end days, every single one of us must stand in front of Jesus.
每个人都要站在耶稣面前。
And Jesus, the one sitting on the throne, will make judgment to everybody.
他就是, 坐在宝座上, 审判人, 世人的人。
So that's why we cannot be deceived.
我们不要受, 疑惑。
This is very important for us.
对我们来说这非常重要。
To understand the end of our life, is these two places for us to go.
我们要了解到我们的以后的日子要怎么过。
That is in heaven or in hell.
我们以后要去哪里,
but those who not do his will,
对于不遵行他旨意的人,
for sure we will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
那是非常清楚的, 是不能进入,
but for those who have done his will,
那些遵了他神旨意的人,
they did not finish all the way to the end.
但是没有结束这场赛跑的也没有办法进去。
So that's why we must think and reflect.
我们一定要去思考。
It's not easy to enter the kingdom of heaven.
进天国并不容易。
Even we prophesize in his name.
即使我们奉他的名,
even we cast out demons in his name.
我们奉他的名赶鬼。
Even we perform miracles and signs in his name.
我们奉他的名行异能。
But if we do not do his will,
也是我们不遵他的旨意而行。
On the end days, every single one of us will cast into fire.
在末日的时候我们都会被投到火里面去。
It is everlasting hell.
那就是永远的死。
So we must think and reflect.
我们一定要去思考。
To do the will of the Father.
要去做父的旨意。
We must run and worship him.
我们一定要跑去拜他。
We must understand that he is the only one and true God.
我们一定要了解到他才是真正的神。
We must understand the first time he came is to give us grace and truth.
我们一定要知道他第一次来是带着恩典而来。
But when he comes again, he'll bring judgment to the whole world.
但是第二次的时候他是带着审判而来。
We must take this to heart.
我们一定要认真地去思想。
Because if we try to add or subtract anything from the Bible,
因为当我们, 在这个上面有想有,
our name
有任何的加减的话,
in this book of life.
我们的名字就不会记在生命册上。
If our name is not written in the book of this life, on the end days, we'll be thrown into a lake of fire.
当我们的生命, 我们的名字不在生命册上的时候, 我们就会被扔到火, 火湖里。
May God continue to guide us.
求神继续, 继续地带领我们。
And open our heart to understand and to do his will.
求他开我们的心, 可以, 知道他的旨意。
That is to do his will.
然后才可以遵行他的旨意。
So we can have the hope and our name can be written in the book of life.
我们才有, 盼望, 要我们的名字可以写在生命册上。
Let's all rise up and sing him.
请我们一起站立唱诗。
Let's sing him 402.
请唱诗402首。
402.
402首。